and welcome to WCHE. This is the Wellness 401 Show, and Dr. Lauren is in the house. Happy New Year, everyone. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy to see 2011 go by, and welcome 2012. Remember, this is a live show always. Call in 610-701-9243. And as promised, we're starting today with our series for January and the New Year. I'm going to be having trainers in the house and coaches and nutritionists and organizers and much more. So stay tuned every 4:30 at Tuesday live here at the Wellness 401 Show and listen to Dr. Lauren bring on some experts to help you make your 2012 everything you want it to be. And I cannot believe I finally have this guest in the house today. It's been, I feel like forever trying to get you here just in my mind. Of course, if I just asked, it probably would have happened sooner, which we talked about in the green room, Diane. We talked about, you know, if you ask, folks, you might be surprised at what you get. So Diane Cantrimbone is in the house here at the Wellness 401 Show. Her business is Health by Design, and you may find her at healthbydesigninc.com. She's a health and wellness coach. Welcome to the Wellness 401 Show, Diane.
Thank you. Really happy to be here.
All right. And so just a little bit, because we've spent about probably 5 minutes going through Diane's CV here, but she's an experienced health coach for individuals and corporations. She has a Master 3 personal fitness trainer certification, and also she is an experienced virtual fitness coach. She's been providing continuing education. She's been in the wellness business for well over 30 years, and also is an instructor on the web, so she's a webinar instructor. And Diane, listen, let's tell our listeners just something about you. I mean, we know that you're the health and wellness coach, and we're going to get into exactly what coaching is, but mm-hmm. let's introduce yourself to our listeners today.
Well, gosh, do you have an hour or just now?
Yeah, right.
So,
we'll do that over martinis later.
Yeah, okay, I like it. It is a date. I have been always involved in health and wellness in some way, and the idea, I think the passion that holds true for me throughout the whole vein of what I've done up until this point in time is the idea that I don't want people to ever feel victimized by the life that they lead. Hmm. And so I am really very heavily about working with people to define their value systems, to find out what is important to them and then get them to lead that life. And I'm first generation Italian. So grew up in a very conventional, loving, but, you know, tight household, and had to kind of break the mold, had to kind of find my own way and do a lot of things and make a lot of decisions that didn't make the family very happy. But I have always worked very hard to be authentic.
Okay.
And so I think that's the passion that still drives me. I want people to be authentic. And as we go through many changes and continue to go through many changes, and who knows what the universe is going to look like moving forward. I see people having so many difficulties. They have jobs and they may not like, and they have families that are overwhelming them, and they're under so much stress. Mm-hmm. And so again, that passion, that underlying passion for getting people to live the way they came here to live.
Yeah, we're supposed to be happy every day.
We're supposed to be happy every day.
We are.
And there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it.
All right.
People have just forgotten.
That's where my next question comes into play. So obviously we're supposed to be happy every day.
Yeah.
And we just mentioned that a lot of us, most of us, and I have been there, and you yourself have been there once, we get either confused, we get directed wrong, we get, you know, maybe in relationship, it could be marriage, it could be business, it could be whatever that's unhealthy, and you're just not sure, and you just get sad, and you get lost.
You get gray.
Gray.
Yeah,
okay.
You find yourself in a place that you're just muddled. And then you're expected to do things. You're expected to eat right, and you're expected to exercise.
Expected to be a good mother.
You're expected to be a good mother and a good employee, and all of these pressures are put on you, and it is overwhelming.
Truly,
what we do in this country to our citizens.
Truly.
So, and it happens to all of us.
It does.
And so the first step is to going back and to identifying what is important to you in your life and what are your value systems, and then how do you begin the process of living those values.
So is this much of what defined a health and wellness coach is? So let's define for our listeners exactly what is your title, your position, your job?
I think one of the easiest ways to define it is to say what it's not. I'm not a psychologist. I have a degree in psychology, but I'm not a psychologist. It is not being a counselor. It is not, as a personal trainer, I was the expert. People came into my studio and they wanted me to fix them. And they were willing to listen to what I said and do what I said to do. Mm-hmm. And I always felt there was something missing there. So that is the big difference. A coach meets you where you are. I meet people where they are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're feeling overwhelmed, if they're feeling that they just need a little bit of a push, if they are totally lost, it doesn't matter.
Because you meet if they feel guilty, if they're grieving, if, you know, wherever you are in your life.
Whatever the process is. So a coach is not a counselor in the sense that a coach is a partner. I like to think about it. I just read this on one of the coaching books I was reading, written by Michael Arlosky. He defined it as being a guide on a mountain trek, and you hire me as your guide. Now, I'm not going to go and place the flag on the mountain for you, you know, while you sit down and sip martinis and have me tell you what the experience is like.
Exactly.
As your coach, as your guide, I am in the process with you, allowing you to create your own solutions, because I believe that you are whole and you are creative and you've got the answers.
Yeah.
And I just ask you questions to help you to define those solutions for yourself so that you get to place your own flag.
Wow, that is great, and it's true. I mean, we, you know, our lives are actually planned for us. We're all special individuals. God placed us here on this earth because of that. We
come with a mission.
Yeah, we all have specialties, and we're all special, and we all have expertise. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes you need somebody who is open and who is experienced to just help guide you, right?
Yeah, I mean, some of the core competencies of coaching are just, you know, I listen.
Right.
How many people do you know today that are just, they're never listened to and they don't know how to listen?
Mm-mm.
I listen when people talk. It is never about me. It is always about my clients. I don't have a connection to the agenda or to the outcome.
Right.
I have no need to be right. I have no need to have an ego. I am there to listen to them and then ask questions to get them to come up with their own answers.
Right.
It is just a simple way of being in present moment with another human being.
That's amazing. And that's an amazing gift, Diane Canjibone. And we're listening to Diane Canjibone of Health by Design. She is a health and wellness coach. And real quick, I'm going to give them your business telephone number. It's 610-384-1512, correct?
That's right.
610-384-1512. Found on the web, healthbydesigninc.com. And so going on to the website, Health by Design, Diane, I loved this. So I'm going to read your New Year's and the resolution, may I, by Diane?
Absolutely.
Okay. I gave up making resolutions many years ago. For me, it was about setting intentions for the wondrous new year and letting go of anything unwanted or unneeded to make space for magic. If you do make resolutions, make them with love for yourself, in your heart and soul. Understand that lasting change is difficult to master, and be kind to yourself along the way. Make it about self-acceptance and authenticity for who you are and not what you think others want from you. Make it about health and happiness. Make it about love and hold on to it tightly. That is just great. and that echoes for our listeners who do, our faithful listeners to the Wellness 401 show. I say that all the time about resolutions.
Mm.
It's not about anybody else. It's about how to make, you know, how to be the best you and what's important to you.
Mm.
Because everything else will come when you have that. Is that not true?
Absolutely. It's very true. And, you know, people make resolutions, again, based on what they think they should be doing.
Right.
And it very rarely works. We know now through a lot of research that the best way to permanent change is to take very small, doable, realistic steps. And, you know, saying, oh, January 3rd, I'm going to join the gym and go on a diet and do all of these things.
Yeah,
sweets. It just doesn't work.
No,
you know, it really doesn't.
So many people fail.
Yeah, and then you end up getting frustrated again. And that is, you know, that's, again, one of the passions I have is to, I want people to wake up in the morning instead of saying, good God, it's morning. I want people to wake up in the morning and say, good morning, God. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Bring on the day.
Yeah.
Have fun with it. All right, listen, we're going to be taking a quick break here, but I want to remind everybody we're coming back. We're talking about New Year's. We're here with that best health and wellness coach in your community, Diane Cantrobone. We'll be right back, folks. The Wellness 401 Show. Hi, this is Dr. Lauren Schofield from Advanced Chiropractic Wellness Center and the Wellness 401 Show. Almost everyone's New Year's resolution is getting into better shape. If you're serious about making a commitment to a healthier and fit lifestyle, you need to meet my friends at CrossFit Inspire. The trainers at CrossFit Inspire's goal is to redefine the way you view health and fitness, whether you're a beginner or you want to take your fitness to the next level. Their program utilizes 10 fitness domains performed with intensity to achieve maximal results. It's not easy, but your improvement begins from the very first workout. The secret is the simple formula, power output, which is power equals work divided by time. You'll be coached every single time you work out, and CrossFit is 100% scalable, which means that anyone at any fitness level can achieve their great success. They offer yoga classes because creating and maintaining flexibility is a key component to muscle strength and fitness. They even have a babysitting service available. CrossFit Inspire is not a gym. There are no mirrors, no machines, no clicks or attitudes, and the memberships are month to month. So if you decide not to continue, it won't cost you one extra dollar. CrossFit Inspire has two convenient locations, in the Fraser Plaza at the intersections of Route 30 and 352, and the Power Play Rinks in Exton. For the complete story and monthly fee information, visit them online at CrossFitInspire.com or call them at 484-643-0109. That's 484-643-0109. CrossFit Inspire, redefining health and fitness.
Hi, I'm Amy Sedaris, and you're listening to WCHEAM.
For all we know, we might not get tomorrow, but do it tonight.
All right, everybody, we're welcome back to the Wellness 401 Show. Of course, we're having absolutely no fun in the studio today. Remember, we are live at 610-701-9243. And if Diane's husband's listening, I apologize. It's Cat Trembone, and I know that. And I get the N in there, and I do apologize, hon, if you're listening today. That'd be great. So we're here with Diane, who owns Health by Design, and she's a health and wellness coach. And this is all part of the wellness series for the new year in January. And getting it back into gear somehow, some way, by taking small steps. Diane just reminded us again, that's the best way. You want to succeed in your goals, and they don't necessarily need to be resolutions. And remember, you can set your goals on March the 1st. It doesn't have to be January the 1st, and you can do small steps. So we're here, we're talking about this because Diane's the best health and wellness coach I know, and we just defined exactly what that is. So Diane, who may need your service?
Anyone, but everyone.
Good answer.
But, you know, people ask me, like, you know, you're a health and wellness coach. Do I have to be sick? No, you don't have to be sick.
That's a good point.
You certainly don't. And if you are sick, a coach is going to get you into the medical whatever you need to have,
right,
and then set you on a path of wellness from
right
there. But people who, again, are feeling overwhelmed, people who want to work on weight management or weight loss, people who want to get started on a physical activity program but really have no clue as to how to get started.
People who've gone through a transition, maybe,
a transition,
right,
in life.
Big one.
Stress management, so that, you know, stress management comes into play there. Life-work balance. You know, okay. I hear a lot of women talking about how they've got to do all, you know, they're working out there and they're working sometimes two jobs and raising children. There has to be a life-work balance, so we work on that.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Basically, it is anything at all that has to do, in my niche, of health and wellness that brings people... God bless you. That allows people to, again, create their own solutions by taking small steps.
Okay.
So, you know, spiritual connection. You know, some people have lost their ability to see source. So if that's important to them, it's really about the agenda, again, is all about the client. So what is important to you as a client? And if you're feeling, you know, I would say to anybody to look for a coach if you're feeling confused, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling just not sure the next step to take. Mm-hmm. Some people come to me for a very short period of time. Others come to me for years. So it really depends. When they, you know, we set a goal. They set a goal when I first start working with them, and then maybe they reach that goal, and now they realize what coaching is doing for them. So now they want to do more and have other goals. So, you know, it really is all about whatever you need. But I do stress that if you feel like you have no way out, and if you feel like you have no choices and you're stuck, you need a coach.
Yeah, you do.
And
you said, which I thought it was really great, you know, you when you're with a coach like yourself and you're working with them to be able to achieve their set goals and what they want, you feel so great when you've achieved what that is and what that feels like inside your heart and soul.
Absolutely.
That all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, like, bring it on. What's the next step? Like,
it opens up your whole world.
It does.
And
it
it's
does.
Just a matter of when you Wayne Dyer, I think, said this, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Oh, wow.
And it is all about attitude. And I know some people hate it when I say that, but it's just simply the truth.
If you
can make small changes and start to look at things somewhat differently, the world just opens up for you. And I just love when that happens.
All right.
I just want to be there.
What's the session like? You know, what may one expect in a session?
Okay, well, first of all, when a client first comes on board, there's an intake session, and that's a pretty long session, and that's just the first one where we're really going to get to know each other. And usually there's a lot of paperwork that happens before that even, you know, goes on. But a basic coaching session will usually focus on a particular goal. So, for instance, for my clients, they're asked to send me what I call a focus form before our session for that week.
Okay.
And during that session, we're going to focus on whatever they have requested that we do. It could be a continuation from before, or it could be something new. Maybe they need to put whatever we were talking about on the back burner for a moment. Maybe it's too emotional. I don't know.
Right.
But we focus on whatever they want to focus on. Normally, though, it's a movement forward. We're kind of working on one goal until we reach it.
Right.
But in a 30-minute session, which is typical, we'll review, make sure that they have committed and they've done the things that they've committed to doing. If not, we start there.
Okay,
what are the blocks? There's no guilt involved. There's no judgment involved. It's like, oh, wow, okay, great. What happened that got in the way? Where do we need to start?
You got to be honest with yourself.
Got to be honest with yourself. We got to be honest with your coach.
You're just pissing your time away.
Exactly. But a lot of it is asking questions, you know.
Yeah.
And a coach has the responsibility to be curious and the responsibility not to move forward until they're clear. So if I'm unclear about something my client is trying to tell me, and I will just say, tell me more. I need to know more. Help me clarify. Help me understand it.
Mm.
And that really opens up a world for them, because all of a sudden people are really asking them what they think and what they feel.
Right. And they're listening to
them. And they're listening, and so they just start, and then they go, whoa, I think I just came up with something. And then my God, it's done for the day.
But easy. Well, listen, one of the other things I loved about your website here, Diane, it's healthbydesigninc.com, is you go on, and the first thing is remembering, letting go, and creating. And these are the smaller steps to a larger life. And you got a happy new year to all, you say. And here is an exercise that may help you create life in 2012, obviously with abundance and integrity. So and we talked about this in the green room before coming on air, Diane. One of the best things I like is you start off with remembering last year.
Mm.
And I looked at that and I went, remembering, you know, we're all so harped on the future,
forward, exactly.
What you need, you know, what da da da. We're bombarded, and even though I kind of started off the segment like, you know, so long, 2011, but, you know, even though it was a very difficult year for me, I have so much to be grateful for, and I should be very proud
of what you accomplished
year.
And take the time to realize that.
Take the time to acknowledge yourself.
Exactly.
So with some questions like, what's your biggest triumph? What was the smartest decision you made? What one word best sums up and describes your experience? What's the biggest piece in your unfinished business? What are you most happy about in completing? What three people had the greatest impact in your life? And what was the greatest lesson you learned in 2011? And what was the biggest risk you took? And what important relationship improved the most? And the last one, what else you need to say or do to be complete with 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just, I love that. I love that. And then, of course, you move on, and I'm encouraging all of our listeners to go on to Diane's website, helpbydesigninc.com, and you go on into creating 2011. So I'm going to do this exercise. I love this.
Great.
So I'm going to do this weekend for myself, and I will share with you my comments. But it's really great, everyone, to be able to not so much set your resolutions, goals, whatever you might want to call those in your life, but remembering where you came from.
Always. We tend to forget things that we've done past 2 weeks, you know? people are on a weight loss program, and they don't remember that they've, you know, lost 30 pounds. They remember, whoa, this is what I did 2 weeks ago. You know, I just lost 2 pounds last week.
Hmm.
Well, but remember the whole story. And when you're looking at your life only, you know, it's going to move forward whether you like it or not. And to sit back and look at what you accomplished and to envelop that in your future to say, wow, look at what I did last year. Look at what my struggles were. Do I want to repeat those struggles in 2012? And if not, how do I need to set my intentions for the year so that I can begin to work on those processes and get to where I want to be?
Excellent.
No one's going to do it for you. No one. You've got to do it for yourself. And you have to be your own best advocate as we continue to go on. And who knows, again, what's going to happen with our economy and, you know, the rage that people are feeling and all of that. It is beyond your personal control, though.
I was just going to say, but those things are out of your control.
Totally out of your control, but you can control your attitude.
You can
control how you look at things. And to look back on the year and then set your intentions for this year and begin to work on that day to day is just, I think, the only way to do.
To have the strength to be able to ask the questions, to be able to move forward.
Yes.
So many people that actually just don't ask.
They don't ask. And that is a huge part of being a coach, asking the questions that you are afraid to ask for yourself.
Yeah.
Because we're not afraid to ask them for you. So we ask you, and, you know, if you're a client of mine, I expect that an answer will be forthcoming. Maybe not right away, but with a little bit of probing. And you benefit from that
and trust.
In the greatest way possible.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, we've been listening to Diane Catrimbone from Health by Design. She's a health and wellness coach. She's been in the industry for 30-plus years, and she's here. She's passionate. She's in your neck of the woods. You need to contact her at, 610-384-1512. What do you want to sum up with today, Diane?
We got
a few minutes, so you know, let's leave them with something passionate, I think, because you are a very passionate woman and professional.
Let's see. I have so much to say, but I would like to leave the audience with the idea again that you are your own best advocate. You can accomplish anything that you want to accomplish. And lots of times you just need to have someone who's standing by your side. There is so much good in this world. There is so much good in this world. And so think about maybe taking a little hiatus from television or the newspaper or both. If anything really important is going to happen, somebody else will let you know about it. Take a break.
Yeah.
Sit down. Take some time to reflect. Take some time to fantasize about if you had the very, very best life in the world, what would it look like?
Mm.
And then maybe write it down just some ideas on paper, and then maybe every morning when you wake up, read them and see where it takes you.
Yeah, that ideal scene. Where is
the ideal scene?
In 2012.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Diane, thanks so much for coming
My
in
pleasure.
Today. I'm so excited. I finally got to hear. And again, this is the Wellness 401 Show. Guys, we're running this series in January. Please stay tuned every Tuesday at 4:30. Next week, I think you heard Terry Ritchie tell you, we're all together. We're doing an hour show. So we're going to be slammed, damned, dunked with doctoring, nutritioning, and Tanya's in the house with some training. We're going to have a great time and give you tons of information to be able to help you build a stronger you so that we have stronger communities and businesses. And again, everyone, you guys have a great week. I'm going to hear from y'all this week. Let me know how I did. And we'll be in touch next Tuesday at 4:30. Again, Dr. Lauren of Wellness 401 Show. Thanks.